This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden on Thursday said, "We have a deal," announcing a bipartisan agreement on a $953 billion infrastructure plan that would achieve his top legislative priority and validate his efforts to reach across the political aisle. Speaking at the White House, Biden said that neither side got everything they wanted, but it's a start.
What we agreed on today is what we could agree on, the physical infrastructure. There was no agreement on the rest. We're going to have to do that through the budget process.
Details of the deal were scarce to start, but the pared-down plan with $559 billion in new spending has rare bipartisan backing and could open the door to the president's more sweeping $4 trillion proposals later on. The U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced Thursday there will be a new committee to investigate the January 6th attacks at the U.S. Capitol after Senate Republicans blocked the creation of an independent commission last month. At a news conference, the California Democrat declined to spell out a timeline for the panel to investigate, saying it will be as long as it takes.
It is imperative that we establish the truth of that day and ensure that an attack of that kind cannot happen and that we root out the causes of it all.
Hundreds of supporters of then-President Donald Trump stormed the Capitol January 6th in a failed attempt to stop Congress from certifying Democrat Joe Biden's presidential election victory. The violence left five people dead, including a Capitol police officer. Nearly 500 people have been arrested on charges linked to the attack. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits declined 7,000 from the previous week to 411,000. The level of claims generally reflects the pace of layoffs. This is VOA News. Rescuers continue to comb through the rubble of a partially collapsed building in Surfside, Florida, after a portion of the condominium fell away overnight, killing at least one person. AP reporter Terry Spencer says many people could not figure out what was happening when the beachfront condo fell.
People who were in neighboring buildings described hearing what sounded like either thunder, feeling what felt like an earthquake. One said it felt like a large windstorm had come. Many of them checked their weather apps on their phone thinking that they were a storm, but they didn't see anything. Barry Cohen, who's a former vice mayor of Surfside, who lives in the building, said he was awoken by the crash. And when he walked outside his apartment, it was just dust coming at him and debris and fled the building.
That's AP's Terry Spencer reporting from Florida. Countries bordering Russia have expressed concern about a Franco-German plan to resume official meetings with President Vladimir Putin, likening the move to an attempt to talk a bear out of trying to steal honey. Lithuanian President Gitanas Nausėda told reporters at the EU summit in Brussels that without any positive changes in Russia's behavior, it would send uncertain and bad signals. French President Emmanuel Macron insisted that dialogue with Putin was the right approach. Russia is the EU's biggest natural gas supplier and plays a key role in a series of international conflicts, including in Syria and Libya. Germany has strong economic interests there, notably the Nord Stream 2 undersea pipeline project, and a number of countries, including France, are reluctant to continue waging a sanctions battle with Moscow, including over the poisoning of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Microsoft says it will update its Windows software for the first time in several years. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Microsoft has unveiled the next generation of its Windows software called Windows 11. It's got a new start menu along with other features. The newest version of Microsoft's flagship operating system will be a successor to today's Windows 10, which the company introduced in 2015. Windows 11 is expected to become available later this year on new computers and other devices. Users can also get it as a free update if you have Windows 10. In a challenge to rival Apple, the company also announced that it won't force app developers to pay fees to Microsoft for using its App Store. I'm Shelley Antler.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.